6-4. Chariot. Made in 1950 by Swiss artist Alberto Giacometti, 1901 to 1966. Painted bronze on wood base. Figure, 57 inches high by 26 inches square, 145 by 66 by 66 centimeters. Base, 10 inches high by 5 by 9 inches in width, 25 by 12 by 24 centimeters.
This entire sculpture, figure and base, stands nearly 5 feet high. It depicts a very tall, thin, elongated figure standing upright on the seat of a simple two-wheeled chariot. The chariot, in turn, rests on two narrow, upright blocks of brown wood. The figure appears to be a nude woman, as there's a suggestion of hips and breasts, but her surface is rough, and she's so emaciated and stretched out that it's impossible to make out detailed features. She has the frail, insubstantial quality of a figure viewed from a great distance. Her head is tall and flat, about the size of a thumb, with hair and facial features barely indicated. Her long, thin arms curve down and slightly forward, like bent pipe cleaners. They're stiff and tense, with the hands held slightly outwards in front of her body. They might be in the right position for holding reins, if there were any reins, but no horse pulls this chariot. The figure looks elegantly poised, balancing delicately, as if her vehicle is indeed in motion. Her legs are fused together to form one extremely long leg, almost double the length of her torso. It's thin and knobbly like the leg of an ostrich, and, like an ostrich's leg, it ends in one large, rather hoof-like foot. The foot is massive compared to the apparent fragility of the body. It's the figure's only substantial, sturdy feature. The woman is perched on a small rectangular platform, like a simplified chariot seat. This stands on the axis that runs between the two large chariot wheels. The wheels are almost as tall as the woman who rises above them, adding to her air of frailty. They're very simple, thin wheels. A large X across the diameter of each forms the spokes. The wooden blocks on which they rest are tall and narrow, just wide enough to accommodate them. The arrangement looks precarious, but in fact the wheels are invisibly attached to their base. In color, the figure and chariot are both dark greenish bronze. Except for the smooth platform, the sculpture is rough, almost pitted, like some long-buried artifact from the ancient world that has corroded over the centuries.
To hear the collection tour audio on this work, press 401.